This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Some of the fiercest factional fighting yet is raging in the Gaza Strip. It's between gunmen belonging to the two rival Palestinian factions, Fatah and Hamas. Nearly two dozen Palestinians have been killed in the fighting that now threatens to push Gaza into deeper violence. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Gaza.
Intense fighting continued throughout the night and into today as Fatah and Hamas gunmen battled for control of security centers in Gaza City. Fierce ongoing combat is centered on an abandoned high-rise near the waterfront and the presidential security compound. Fatah loyalists are using heavy machine guns and 27-millimeter Egyptian-made light cannons. Hamas gunmen are returning fire with rocket-propelled grenades or RPGs and automatic weapons. Fatah gunmen this morning fired an RPG at the home of Hamas leader and Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. He was not injured. Hamas fired several mortar rounds this morning at the presidential compound. Nearly two dozen people have been killed in the last 3 days alone. Mohammed Sawerki was one of the casualties. The 28-year-old was newly married. He worked as a cook and supply clerk with Force 17, an elite unit directed and controlled by Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president and Fatah leader. Sawerki was delivering food to soldiers when he was kidnapped Sunday evening by Hamas militants as new factional clashes erupted. Around dusk, Hamas gunmen took him to the roof of the 18-floor El Ghefri Tower, an abandoned high-rise near the waterfront, and pushed him off. Rami Sawerki is his brother.
We got a call from Hamas, other people who were there. Mohammed's legs had been tied together with his own belt. His hand had been tied, and they threw him off the roof.
Rami sits under a big blue plastic tarp at the mourning tent set up for his brother's funeral.
We hope that Hamas keeps on inventing new ways of killing the people, so those who believe their lies will know the truth of Hamas and how vicious they really are.
Rami says to him Islam's core is about mercy and forgiveness. We don't want retaliation, the 35-year-old says. We don't want any more bloodshed in this civil war. But Fatah fighters were not in a forgiving mood. Sunday night, Fatah loyalists shot 24-year-old Hossam Abu Ghannas, a suspected Hamas supporter, and hurled his body off the 10-story Muhanna Tower. The tit-for-tat high-rise killings were just the beginning of a new, brutal round of internal Palestinian fighting. Last night, Force 17 brought out one of its few functioning armored personnel carriers and blasted away with its main cannon and heavy machine guns. The target? Hamas gunmen holed up in the abandoned high-rise from which Mohammed Sawerki was thrown. Also last night, Hamas gunmen laid siege to the home of a Fatah leader in northern Gaza, Jamal Abu Jedien, a close aide to Gaza strongman and Fatah leader Mohammed Dahlan. Hamas gunmen dragged Abu Jedien into the street and shot him 45 times, according to witnesses and hospital officials. Earlier, four people were killed when fighting erupted inside and around Beit Hanoun's main hospital. Militants from both sides also stormed Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital, prompting healthcare workers to flee in fear and to protest that Gaza hospitals had once again become combat zones. The renewed fighting has prompted thousands of Gazans who were able to do so to flee. People such as 39-year-old Ali Badwan, a married father of four. Badwan directs a management consulting firm here. He's the kind of educated entrepreneur needed someday to help rebuild Gaza. But Badwan says right now he feels there is no place in Gaza for reasonable people.
They have no voice. The voice only, it's for the gun machines. And this is the problem. We don't understand, really, where they are going. To build the state by fighting each other? They are going to destroy themselves and our country.
European Union monitors at the Rafah border crossing in southern Gaza say in the last year at least 30 Palestinians have left the Gaza Strip every day and did not return. The EU says that's double the daily permanent migration from the previous year. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza City.